Jimmy, obviously desperately disappointing to get so close, but today more about performance. It was all about an occasion and one that I know you've got strong views on.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to call it an occasion because I don't think it is. Two sides turned up with a lot of young players in both sides to be put under so much pressure. I think it's not my way. I think it's a bit of a disgrace, to be honest. You know, we're trying to bring these kids on and playing the games of high quality, not with so much pressure, not with so much at stake as regards their livelihoods. You know, and to put all that on one game. You know, if you want to go to the promotion and relegation, then both Lee and Bradford should have gone up this season. You know, Lee won the league, won the championship, and we finished second behind them. You judged over a period, you know, not on one game, and you know, we've been, even though we worked extremely hard in that game, to be judged on that game and that game alone after such a hard season, I think it's not for me.
The game itself, how did you see it from your own point of view?
Yeah, two nervous sides, and I think a little bit of pressure played on us in the first half early on. I thought we managed the game pretty good. Disappointed with a couple of their tries, that's some of the stuff we talked about managing and playing on, which they did. But we fought our way back in the second half, we got our way back into good positions. Take aside the Danny Hardy penalty, I thought he was very good as well in the game. So they just never gave up, you know, and they haven't done all year. We've had a roller coaster ride, but they've never gave up, and that game was, you could see that in that game there. I have to say, to have a try chalked off in the first half for no apparent reason, balls off the chest are not knock-ons, and never have been knock-ons. Penalty opportunity at the end there with a 2-on-1 ball steal, which led to their last try. Pretty big major decisions, but overall I thought we were pretty even game. I thought two nervous bunches of players tried their best in that game.
You alluded to Danny Addy's penalty miss, which would have levelled it, and it's obviously not going to bring you the game, but it gives you that squeak to put them under pressure and test their nerve. What did you feel like at that point, and what's Danny feel like? Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, no, he's devastated. They're all devastated about the game. First thing, they're all in tears down there, broken. Senior boys, they're all like that. Danny'll be probably more so. A great opportunity to bring the game back, but one hinges on that penalty and that penalty alone. You know, like I say, a couple of poor reads defensively, which is something we've worked on. We'll talk about all that. Unfortunately, we've just got to ride this emotion. There's nothing I can really say that'll get rid of that now. You know, I feel like that myself as well, so I need a little bit of time away from it. And when we get back to pre-season, then there's something we can really talk about when that emotion sort of subsided a little bit.
So you're not getting back in straight away and get it done with and then have a break? You want to get that break in first?
I can't do that. Just with the emotions that I find around the dressing room at the moment, I can't do that, And I won't be able to do it myself, I'm feeling pretty flat at the moment myself. What we need to do, we need to talk about this with a clear head. And that's the best time to do it.
You've obviously been full time in your attempt to get back up to Super League. What does the future hold now in that respect?
I don't know. That's the honest answer. We'll have to speak about with obviously the powers that be, and they've been brilliant. Mark Green and Steve Ferris have supported everything we've tried to do. But we're at a point now where that's. That will affect certain things.
And players' futures have been on the line today. Is that literally the case? Are you going to have to cut some staff?
Yeah. So it affects quite a lot of people, not just players. It affects a lot of people around the club. So there you go.
Are there any positives out of this today that you can, use in your quest to turn it around then next year, or is it just a case of you don't know where you're going to be at come February time?
There's a bit of that. We don't know where we're going to be at all. There's always positives you can take out. The major positive is that the group of players that played, even though You know, it looked like the game was going away. Never gave in. Never gave in. You know, we work on decision making under pressure and all that, and what we have to do. But they've always, you know, that some of the stuff they did do and defend and look after each other and score the tries. You know, drag themselves back into the game is a great positive for us.
Just one final word for Rhino, assistant, departing.
Yeah. He's heading off, and you know, he's been great for us this year. Miss his dry sense of humour around the place, but it's not the way you want to live this club as well.